Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God the Father breathing his very breath of life into your nostrils. As you continue to breathe in his peace. Breathe in his love. Invite him into this space, into your heart, into your mind, into these next few moments. God, we ask that by the power of your Spirit, you would do whatever it is you desire to do. However you want to use this time, however you might multiply it, we ask that you would help us to have open hearts and open minds to you. Spirit, fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. James writes in chapter 1, real true religion from God, the Father's perspective, is about caring for the orphans and widows who suffer needlessly and resisting the evil influence of the world. Those words to wash over you as if God himself is speaking them to you, teaching you his ways. Real, true religion, my child, from my perspective, is about caring for the orphans and widows who suffer needlessly and resisting the evil influence of the world. Take a moment and ask God how he might desire to use those words to reshape your perspective, to influence your life today. Lord, would you give us eyes to see as you see, minds to think from your perspective, and hearts to feel with your emotions towards others. In Micah chapter 6, the scriptures say, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? What shall I come before the Lord with? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God?" Spirit, would you lead us to all truth? Would you shape us as we read what you desire of us? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Real, true religion from God the Father's perspective is about caring for the orphans and widows who suffer needlessly and resisting the evil influence of the world. God, where have we missed the point? Lord, where have we misunderstood? Where have we sought to love you in a misordered way? Where have we deceived ourselves? Show us what it looks like to tangibly love you and others. Spoke through the prophet Amos to the people of Israel, saying, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But instead, let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness, right relationship with others, like an ever-flowing stream. Lord, where have we neglected to love others? Where have we overlooked people who need your love in tangible ways? People who need physical needs met. Who have you placed in our paths? Who have you placed in our lives that you would have us pour out your extravagant hospitality, your abundant generosity to? Lord, have we sung songs of praise to your name while neglecting people around us who you would have us care for and serve? Lord, as we pray this, we ask that you would deafen our ears to the lies of the enemy who wants to accuse, who wants to heap up shame in our hearts and our minds. God, we realize that we know more about worldwide need than ever before. And we understand that we are limited. God, I ask that the vastness of the issue of need wouldn't overwhelm us to the point where we wouldn't listen to your spirit and meet the needs of those who are around us. That we would not go to those you are leading us toward and care for them. Real, true religion from God the Father's perspective is about caring for the orphans and widows who suffer needlessly and resisting the evil influence of the world. God, would you set us free from the lie that we must meet every person's need and trust in your sovereignty. And yet, help us to see who you would have us engage with and demonstrate your love in tangible ways. Who might you lead us to today? Lord, is there someone you would have us adopt into our home? Is there someone you would have us purchase a meal for? Or someone we might share a meal with? God, is there someone who is pouring out their resources that you might have us come alongside as they serve the needy, the powerless, the impoverished? God, we need you. We need your perspective. We need your leading and guiding, your filling. Help us to generously multiply out what you have given us to steward. And may your name be magnified as we partner with you in this mission, your mission. Expand your kingdom through our words, through your presence in us, and through the physical ways that we take care of the needs of the people around us. Help us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.